Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our series about mistakes in the marketplace. We're going to talk about balancing the portfolio now.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about some of the mistakes, some of the places where consumers are stubbing their toe from our experience in real estate, given the market today. And one that you brought up, Bob, that I want to go into a little more detail is balancing the portfolio and looking at the full lay of the land and the opportunities you have with your money, not just today, but tomorrow.
And it's an interesting concept. Most people don't particularly do that. And, well, until you have several pieces of real estate, there's probably no real need to balance the portfolio. Balancing one thing doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But as you accumulate several types or several parcels of real estate, it's interesting to look at what does each one contribute to the overall performance of the portfolio. Is it cash flow? Is it dependability of income during a potential downturn? Is it great appreciation opportunities where it would go up in value sharply? Those are important things to consider.
Now, I have a friend who's got several units that he owns himself, and what he wants to do is retire and have a little landscaping trailer and go around to his places and just maintain them as
sure.
days pass. And that's his vision. That's not my vision.
Yep.
My vision is to not look at my investment, but to get a check in the mail.
Exactly.
So balance portfolio, yep. What the end game is probably matters.
Yeah. And it is interesting to perceive the end game and to start to build the portfolio to accomplish that particular end. Most people are concerned with retirement income. That's why we are independently seeking a wealth base that would support us and a lifestyle to which we would like to become accustomed at time of retirement. Now, retirement's not necessarily 65. It could be 25. It could be 35. It depends on what you need in order to subsist at the level that you're willing to accept. And then from that point forward, dedicate your entire efforts toward making sure the portfolio performs at that level.
Yes, I did miss my 35-year-old window for retirement. Didn't put enough skin in
That's
the game
okay.
for that as the end game. But you're right. It's a forgiving world that way. There's more opportunities. So the best thing to do is look at what you've got with someone who has eyes towards what other people have done to be successful for their end game. And that would be Bob Nelson. So give him a call. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.